Yeah, this one came as quite a surprise. I mean, it came just after we spoke last Friday. Out of nowhere, I mean, it triggered off a load of rumours. Had he miraculously got the England job? And he went from, I think, 6-6 to 1 down to the odds-on favourite for the Sunderland job. So that was all up in the air. No one really knew what was going on. But it just turns out he called it quits on his 4-year reign there. Awful timing for Hull fans. The season was only 3 weeks away then. Now it's only 2 weeks. I think they've started the interview process now with Roberto Martinez and their caretaker boss, Mike Phelan, holding talks. But it's Bob Bradley, the former United States boss, who's the favourite at the moment. He came out of nowhere on Wednesday to top the market, but I don't believe any contact's been made with him yet. And I think they've got a 5-man shortlist. Two familiar names in Giggs and Neville are portal in the mix, but again, I don't think any contact's been made yet. So it's just those two, Martinez and Phelan, at the moment.
What about this Bob Bradley rumour? I mean, from what I can see, no contact has been made, but Bob Bradley himself as a coach, he's someone now that the English jobs in the Premier League, certainly, but I think some of those outside the Premier League, he seems to get rumoured for. Now, he's former US national manager. He's managed Egypt as well. In terms of like his club stuff, though, it's largely been either in North America or sides. Starbeck, who are in Scandinavia. There was Le Havre in France. He's not managed what you would call a huge team in the sense of like one of an English Premier League style. So do you think is it just maybe bookies or agents or so being a bit naughty trying to get his name up there, or do you think he is actually ever in serious consideration for these jobs?
Well, yeah, he was linked with I think it was Aston Villa early in the year, and it was quite a surprise name. Like, as you said, he's managed the United States, who did very well with. He was there for quite a while, and I think he won the Gold Cup and came runners-up in the Confederation Cup. But yeah, he's managed a few MLS teams and won a couple of cups with them. And now he's down in League Two in France with Le Havre. And he seems to have shot out of nowhere. Must have been like a sort of flurry of bets on him. But as I said, there's been no contact with him yet. Realistically, I don't know, because he's never managed in England, let alone the Premier League. Whereas, like, Roberto Martinez, obviously, I mean, Mike Friedland's been around as a coach for ages. And then, obviously, Neville and Giggs, they haven't really, they're only at the start of their careers, but they know the league well. So I think until there's anything really concrete, I think you can sort of look past it all at the moment.
Another job that's up for grabs at the minute is that of Fleetwood Town. It's been, a bit of a surprise to them. I'm not entirely sure why Stephen Pressley has left his role there, but it's meant that the side from the northwest coast now, again, looking for managers. I've seen a few suggestions of names in it. A couple actually that are familiar to us around here. One being Chris Lucchetti, former Huddersfield Town player. Another being Steve Evans, bless him, who again seems to be there or thereabouts for every single job that's going at the minute.
Yeah, we spoke a lot about Steve Evans in the past. He's always there or thereabouts, as you said. This departure came again out of the blue. There's now only 8 days, or just over a week, until they kick off their new season next Saturday. But it's the former Man United coach, René Meulensteen, who's currently the favourite. It's a bit like the Bob Bradley Hull one. He's at the top, but will he get it? I'm not sure. He helped United win a load of trophies under Ferguson, of course, but he hasn't been too successful in his own right. He lasted just 16 days in Russia with Andy, and at Fulham, 17 games, I think it was. But he's currently over in Indianapolis running his own coaching course over the weekend. So if they're trying to talk with him, they may struggle to get hold of him. Another name in the mix you'll be familiar with is Rosler, former Leeds boss. He's been out of work since losing his job.
It's amazing how many people in football just at the minute you feel like you can put former Leeds boss around the name.
Just about everyone. I mean, yeah, he's right up there. Again, Gary Neville, Ryan Giggs. There's a few, again, it's quite an open market. I mean, you'd think they'd be looking to really ramp it up over the weekend and try and get one appointed before the season kicks off. Stephen Presser, I think he brought in like 30 new players, so it's all, yeah, there's so much going on around there. But again, nothing really concrete at the moment, but for the fans, you'd like to think they'd sort it out quite quickly.